This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Registration of writ petitions resume at Supreme Court received 10 writ petitions against House dissolution. Embassy of Nepal in Israel begins process to repatriate Bipin Joshi's mortal remains to Nepal. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba names Purna Bahadur Khadka as acting president, says he is ready to hand over leadership after the convention. And at least 16 people killed in Bangladesh garment factory fire. Now, the news in detail. On the very first day, the Supreme Court began receiving writ petitions after the Gen Z protest that left the court in ruins. 10 writ petitions were submitted against the dissolution of the House of Representatives yesterday. During the Gen Z protest on September 9, the arsonists and vandals destroyed the Supreme Court building and documents, hindering the court from conducting its regular business. With this, all activities except the filing of a writ of habeas corpus were disrupted. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala confirmed that the court received 10 writ petitions of certiorari and mandamus demanding the appointment of the Prime Minister and the dissolution of the House be repealed and Parliament restored accordingly. The applications are being studied for registration. A full court meeting held on October 12th decided to register a writ petition and conduct a hearing which has been ongoing since yesterday. The Embassy of Nepal in Israel has begun the process of repatriating the body of Bipin Joshi, the Nepali student who was abducted and later killed by the Palestinian group Hamas. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the process started after Israel's National Center for Forensic Medicine confirmed that the remains handed over by Hamas through the Red Cross were indeed Bipin's. A representative from the Nepali embassy visited the center in Tel Aviv on Tuesday to verify the identification. Joshi was abducted by Hamas militants on October 7, 2023 from Kibbutz Alumim in southern Israel, where he was studying under the Learn and Earn agricultural training program. The ministry added that the efforts will continue to uncover the true cause and circumstances of his death and ensure justice, compensation and insurance support for his family. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, along with President Ramchandra Paudil, expressed deep sorrow over Joshi's death and extended heartfelt condolences to his bereaved family. District Administration Office, DAO Kathmandu, is resuming services related to passport application from today. Issuing a notice, the district administration said the passport application-related services will be provided in two shifts from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. The online slot of the application for the service, which is set to start from limited applications stations, will open at 5 p.m. today. It is noted that applicants should be physically present at the time specified in the application form, taking into consideration high demand for service seekers and limited application stations. The service has been disrupted after the incident of arson and vandalism in DAO office building during the Gen Z protest. Assistant Chief District Officer and Information Officer at Kathmandu DAO Muktiram Rizal informed that passport services will operate in two shifts from today. The Health Insurance Board has announced that patients with severe illnesses will no longer need a second referral for follow-up treatment at the same hospital. The new provision aims to ease difficulties faced by injured individuals who previously had to obtain a repeat referral if the initial services at the first point of care were insufficient. Undersecretary Punyamaya Guragai said the policy applies to patients with serious conditions such as cancer, heart and kidney disease, head and spinal injuries, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's and sickle cell anemia. It also includes severely disabled individuals, leprosy and HIV patients, complex TB cases, families with extreme poverty ID cards, and senior citizens aged 70 and above. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has appointed Vice President Purnabahadur Khadka as the acting President of the party. Deuba, who made his first public appearance after more than a month, said he was delegating responsibilities due to health reasons. He had been seriously injured in an attack by demonstrators during the Gen Z protest at his Budanilkantha residence on September 9 and was recovering in Lalitpur after hospital treatment. Addressing the party's central committee meeting, Deuba said he is ready to hand over party leadership through the upcoming 15th General Convention, describing it as the legitimate process of leadership transfer and called for a fair investigation into what he described as a coordinated attack that turned a peaceful movement violent. He also thanked President Ramchandra Paudil for preventing a political crisis and urged the government to ensure a free and fair elections on March 5th. Meanwhile, the 10th Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML is set to take place today at 11 a.m. in Jaulakhel, Lalitpur. According to UML Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam, the meeting will discuss Chair K.P. Sharma Oli's political report, the party's political proposal and other key organizational matters. The session will also deliberate on preparations for the party's upcoming national convention. Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Satish Kumar Singh, has announced his resignation from the post. Speaking from the rostrum of Provincial Assembly, Chief Minister Singh declared his resignation on the final day set for seeking a vote of confidence, choosing not to face the vote. Following his announcement, province head Sumitra Subedi Bhandari accepted Singh's resignation and called on parties to submit claims for the formation of a new government. Meanwhile, Speaker Ramchandra Mandal postponed the Provincial Assembly meeting until further notice, stating that a vote of confidence was no longer necessary after the Chief Minister's resignation. The Nepal Policy Institute, NPI, has submitted policy recommendation to the Election Commission urging it to make arrangements of voting by Nepali citizens living abroad. The NPI submitted a 9-point recommendation on voting arrangements for Nepalese abroad and upcoming elections to Election Commissioner Janaki Tuladhar, other officials and Secretary Mahadev Pantha. Noting that many countries allow overseas citizens to vote through various methods, it had suggested Nepal adopt a mixed external voting system for Nepalese abroad. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 16 people have been killed in a massive fire at a garment factory in Dhaka's Mirpur area, Bangladesh. Officials warn that the death toll may rise as many remain missing. According to the fire service, the victims' bodies were burned beyond recognition. The blaze broke out around midday and was brought under control after 3 hours, though an adjacent chemical warehouse continued to burn late into the night. Eyewitnesses said the warehouse stored bleaching powder, plastic and hydrogen peroxide, materials that can intensify fires and release toxic fumes. Fire officials believe most victims died instantly after inhaling poisonous gas. Authorities are investigating whether the warehouse was operating legally, while police and military officers are searching for the factory and warehouse owners. Bangladesh has a history of deadly industrial fires due to poor safety standards. The tragedy follows previous disasters, including 2021, a factory fire that killed 52 people, and 2013, Rana Plaza collapse that claimed more than 1,100 lives. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Sudurpashchim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that there is currently no significant weather system has its influence across the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Registration of writ petitions resume at the Supreme Court receives 10 writ petitions against house dissolution. Embassy of Nepal in Israel begins process to repatriate Bipin Joshi's mortal remains to Nepal. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba names Purna Bahadur Khadka as acting president, says he is ready to hand over leadership after the convention. And at least 16 people killed in Bangladesh garment factory fire. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com or our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.